My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kevin Stefanski just had us. Doing this radio show.
Oh,
right,
it's a
now.
Thing now. Okay, I got it. Okay, I'm just making sure.
Gotta do the thing.
You're so hip.
Am I?
Cool with the kids.
Am I? If I start saying it's dope, then you're hip.
No, I was explaining to one of the children the other day.
That was dope.
See? That I liked it when Jeff Phelps reads rap. We haven't done that in a long time. I always enjoy that.
True.
It's almost a little bit like... I am not having a good day. Darth Vader just passed away.
James Earl Jones,
yeah.
And you okay lately?
No, I don't know, man. I'm just a little bit of a fog, I guess. I don't know. But it was like James Earl Jones. Did you see they had him reading the national anthem? That people have been replaying that on social media. It's just impactful.
Same way, had a phenomenal voice.
Yeah, same way as you.
Presence.
Reading rap. Like, I just enjoy that.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
It's just all verbal communication.
Kevin Stefanski just had his press conference. DeJuan Jones not practicing today, knee. David Njoku, ankle. Pierre Strong, hamstring. Unlikely that David will play this week. I would think the same with Pierre Strong. DeJuan Jones, we will see. How concerned are you, Andy, that at least right now, DeJuan Jones seems to be questionable. Jack Conklin, questionable. Jed Wills, questionable.
It's either someone comes back and they start and they come off the injured list, or they're going to have to call somebody up from the practice squad. They're short, man. They're super short.
Hudson and Defetti at left and right tackle?
I
would have to be, right?
How does that make you feel?
They've both played. Defetti's been a starter. Hudson has come along. Good for James. If it has to be, it has to be. I would rather do that than rush Jed Wills or Jack Conklin or push DeJuan Jones back out onto the field. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, I still don't think, like, DeJuan hasn't looked perfect when they put him in, that's for sure, through the first two games. And now maybe this makes a little bit more sense that, I mean, you had to play him, right? Because you're short and... If they're down Jones, Conklin, Wills this game, again, you're going to have to come back, and you're probably going to end up putting Zach Zinter in at tight end. Again, you're going to end up with a lot of those six lineman sets.
Gerald Ryder on up around the X has a couple of Kevin quotes, and I'm glad he put them there because I want to get them precisely right.
Okay.
That 0-2 Giants start, very misleading to me, said Kevin Stefanski. We were talking about that earlier. About Daniel Jones, Kevin said, he's a very dangerous runner, a threat with the ball in his hands, can make every throw, very difficult attack. Is that just coach speak, praising an opponent, or do you think Kevin buys that?
I think he's looking at all of his top qualities and pointing them out.
Okay.
So is it coach speak? Yes. But is it based in fact? Yes.
I'd give you that.
I think that's a fair assessment for him. And the other thing is you don't want to give anybody a bulletin board. So.
Well, now that's true. That's true. Nate is in West Salem. He's been very patient. Hello, Nate.
Hey, Nate.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. So earlier we were talking about, you know, what are our chances with the Giants? And just like you said, I'm thinking this is actually going to be a pretty close game and can swing one way or the other for us on a few things. One, if Deshaun is just an average quarterback, I don't think that's going to put a lot of points on the board for us. Two, if we continue to be heavily penalized, primarily due to our busted down offensive line, that's going to, you know, further put us behind the chains, keep us back from getting those points down. I have a bad feeling about our secondary. I think Daniel Jones is going to light them up and put up some big chunk plays. But the fourth thing is if Kevin, you mentioned earlier that, you know, Kevin Stefanski needs to pound the rock. The only problem with that is he doesn't know how to pound the rock, and he doesn't want to pound the rock. But that's exactly what this team needs to win this game. The previous game, someone put 200 yards up on the Giants. That's exactly what we need to do.
Brian Robinson had a big game for the Commanders against the Giants, and they had over 200 yards rushing.
So let me just backtrack. Let me back. When Nick Chubb is your running back, do you think he knew how to pound it?
No.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I asked the question, and I kind of think you maybe – how many times on third down did we want Nick Chubb in there? That's what's haunting me as I ask that question. I want to believe I'm wrong, but
I'm not kidding when I say I don't think Kevin really knows how to run the ball. I think we need to pull in some offensive coordinator from the '80s teams and say, okay, hey Kev, this is how you do it here, man. We're just gonna run this thing and let Kevin sit back and say, oh my gosh, look at how that works, and we just pound it and pound it. That would take care of the offensive line penalties because they're not trying to run around with a Deshaun that's just scrambling all over the place. That would take care of Deshaun from getting injured again on his shoulder because he gets sacked from running around all over the place. The key to this game would be running the ball, and unfortunately, I don't think we're going to do it. Okay, hey, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
All right, Nate, thank you. Nate hung on for a long time. Let me point something out. When Nate talked about, like, with Nick Chubb, did he know how to pound the ball? And Nate said no. Situationally, there were times that I always thought, man, you should run the ball here, and the Browns didn't do it. You know, and this is working. You should give Nick 25 carries this game, whatever. Instead, he didn't get that. Nick's last full healthy season, Andy, he had, it was in 2022, before the injury last year, he was third in the NFL in carries with 302.
Wow.
You know how to pound the rock with Nick Chubb. I mean, there's no question. Situationally, Nate, I would agree with you. From time to time, there were times I just thought, man, just run the ball here. Do not throw the ball here. Run the ball here. But to say that Kevin didn't know how to give Nick Chubb the football and let him run isn't true.
No, the only part
302 carries will attest.
Yeah. And we would say, hey, I wonder why he didn't run. Why is Nick not in there on third down? Why is your best player?
It was
on the
situational.
Team? Yeah, it was completely situational. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do think. I mean, he knew how to use Nick Chubb, which is we wish he would have used him on third down a little bit more.
The year before in 2021, Nick was eighth in the NFL in carries with 228 and missed three games. So let's just say he gets even 15 carries, Andy, in those games. He would have been top four in the NFL in carries.
Did he say that he thought Daniel Jones was going to be able to keep the ball and run the ball? Or just throw the ball?
Oh, okay. He meant throw.
Okay. Because I'm just looking at rushing yards among quarterbacks.
Daniel Jones can run the ball. He's a good runner. He's not as good as Josh Allen.
Yeah, he's 13th in the league.
He's pretty good at it. And he's a big, strong guy.
Actually, he's been better than Josh Allen this year.
Yeah.
He's got six more yards.
Buffalo's trying to calm Josh Allen down a little bit because they know they need him and they want him around. Interesting thing about Daniel Jones, and it's, you know, he's 6'5", like 230 pounds. The interesting thing to me about him, Andy, is early in his career, he was pretty good, put up some decent numbers, and hasn't approached those since. And I've always wondered, okay, is it scheme? What's going on there? And they paid him. You know, this is the last year they have to pay that guy. I think he's got a $40 million salary for this year, and then they can get out of it after this year. So he's completely on a prove-it situation, and not just prove it for the New York Giants, whether they want to keep him long-term. He's on a prove it for the rest of the NFL. You know, otherwise he becomes that journeyman guy who you bring in and maybe you use him, maybe you don't, blah, 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 blah. But it's weird to me whenever you get a quarterback who's not able to build on stuff that was pretty good early in his career. His career best in throwing the football yardage wise, rookie year, complete best in touchdowns, rookie year. I mean, it's weird. Pass attempts, close in his rookie year. Completion percentage did get better, but it's interesting to me that he had a pretty good rookie year and just has not built on it to the point where folks in New York have been screaming for some time to get rid of the guy.
Yeah.
And he's coming back from, you know, a major ACL injury.
You know, you're talking about him being able to run the ball. And so then I started looking.
He's pretty good at it.
So do you think Deshaun has been good, bad, or a middle of the road here through two games at running the ball? Deshaun.
Not very good. But I also don't think they want him to run the ball.
Hey, I think it's a good way
to bust up that shoulder again.
I think he wants to run the ball a little bit more.
Great. Don't.
Through two games, he's ninth in the league in rushing.
I don't want him carrying the football a lot. That's why you have Deontay Foreman and Jerome Ford and Pierre Strong if he's healthy. And now Royce Freeman.
I mean, it's only 59 yards and it's only two games, but. Because I was trying to figure that. I just always feel like Deshaun wants to run the ball more than they want him to. And I think that comes from extending the play.
We will hear from, we think, Deshaun Watson coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. As the players speak in Berea, they get ready to take on the Giants on Sunday.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.